You know, we all come from faraway places. We have sometimes long journeys behind us. We have to convince our friends, no, I'm not going with you somewhere else. I'm going to a Croatian island. What are you going to do on a Croatian island? I'm really going to go to this Japanese Kirtan retreat. It's really good. Oh no, come with us. It's summer, you know. Why the Japanese Kirtan retreat? Why work hard? Most probably, when you came here to this beautiful island with this amazing nature and the blue art here, you said, oh, I really made a wrong choice. Why did I come to a Japanese Kirtan retreat? I should have gone to a diver's course or something which makes more sense in this heat, you know. I can assure you we will have a lot of that diving and swimming and a lot of free time. Govindananda, later, because everyone will just look at you and probably elegantly distribute the paper. So why go on a retreat? There was once an emperor of Chinese. He was every day taking a morning bath, so he was almost a Hare Krishna. And in his bathtub, he had something which I found made a lot of sense for someone who goes on a retreat. He had written in golden letters, every day, renew yourself. But thinking that every day I take a shower and I wash myself clean of the dirt of the last day, in this way I can renew myself, I can start new. And I believe a retreat is something like that. It is a golden bathtub for you to wash yourself of the misconceptions and the old practices which are no longer useful for you, to wash yourself clean and to also discover some powerful new practices in your life which can help you to move on with more energy and with more enlightenment. So this retreat, really, we go on retreat to renew ourselves, to find, to free ourselves from old habits which are no longer useful for us, and to discover something new in our life which we have not yet practiced before and which will give depth and strength to our life. On a retreat. In this retreat, we have prepared a few wonderful things for you. We have prepared a lot of active learning exercises. That means things which you can do in order to deepen the experience. It won't be so theoretical, it will be practical. We start every morning with yoga, actually, for those of us who want to have some movement, that they are fresh. Then we have the morning prayers and the discovery lectures. Then we will have many things there, especially in our workshops. We have a lot of exercises. We also will do something which most of you are very much afraid of, and I will not talk about it at this moment to keep the expectation high. We will have some very far out practices in our last evening. It's the celebration evening. It will be something. We also have this time created, believe it or not, 5 hours free time for you each day in which you can talk with your friends, have association. Those of you who want to have extra spiritual practices, there will be opportunities for you in optional workshops, and we have already informed Mrs. Adria, that's the blue sea before you, that she will embrace you during these 5 hours. You can go and bathe, in other words. To be careful and not talk too poetically. But really, if you go on retreat, what you should expect to come out of these different things which we have arranged for you in this wonderful schedule is that you will come to a new space in your life. Your heart will be churned. Some of you will sit under the trees in the shade and think very deeply about your life. There will be many new impressions which will be created in your life. And there will be a lot of opportunity for Sangha, devotional association. But maybe the most important thing we want to create at a retreat is we want you to enter into this new space where you can make new discoveries. See, your life is ruled by two factors. The conscious, what you are conscious of, and what you are unconscious of. In this realm of the unconscious life, there are all our sanskaras, deep impressions, which we have made not only in this life, but in previous lives. And it is these deep impressions which usually create the way which we are behaving in this life. I want to draw a little picture for you. And you can give me a pen, please. You have given me a red pen, is that the reason why you have given me a red pen? Let us say this is you. There's a small part on top which you are conscious about, and a huge part underneath it which you are not conscious about, the unconscious. It's called citta in Sanskrit. Now, while you are acting and doing things like chanting, there is a constant intrusion from your unconscious life which comes and influences the conscious part of your life. Today I asked Sharangataku, have you been swimming, because he is our star in jumping from cliffs and so on. And he said, no. And I asked, why have you not been swimming? And he said, because my friends are not here. And I asked, where are your friends? And he said, in Maya. You know why the friends are not here. Do you know why you are not present when you chant Hare Krishna? Because it's from here, from the unconscious realm, that there is a constant influence. That's the That's how you were previously, before you became a devotee. That's how you have been for many lives. And this part always influences you, so that you may for a short time practice Krishna consciousness, but because you are so controlled by that unconscious part of yourself, after some time you are turned again into a normal person. This is how strong the unconscious reality is. You may sit down to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You may want to become a saintly person, a good spiritualist, but all of a sudden from here, beep, 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 you are disturbed, you are invaded, you are it's as if in the unconscious there's a constant person with a mobile phone, you know, beep, 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 and you are always disturbed in your life. How many of us have tried to really chant? How many of us have tried to become devotees? How many of us have given their best to change their personality? But how much have we been controlled by this part? Well, Hare Krishna, it is a scandal. It is a great danger. The scriptures say we sit together with our worst enemy. That's the uncontrolled mind. The uncontrolled mind is this part, you know, which is not under our control. So in the retreat, what we are doing is we work consciously in this part, and we begin to push down this granite, this border. We bring it more and more down, so that all our areas of our personality are becoming devotees. How are we going to do this? Well, it's very simple. We create such deep impressions. We have such deep spiritual experiences, which we make. It's an experience-oriented retreat. So that we spiritualize. Instead of just letting this part rule us, we are beginning to influence our subconscious mind. So that something happened, like Mr. Radko told today about. You know, remember he said when his wife was cleaning the rooms, she was starting to chant Hare Krishna. What was happening to Mrs. Radko's life? Mrs. Radko was becoming affected by the strong spiritual energy which is created at a retreat and which worked on her unconsciously. It purified or cleansed this part, so that even a Croatian hotelier, I didn't learn French in my life, but I think it's hotelier, the person who runs a hotel, is influenced and transformed. If this works even for Mrs. Radko, I think it will work for you. Because you will work consciously on creating such deep new impressions here, so that you will be, let me say, able from all your pores, from everything that works in you, to chant Hare Krishna. I once was sneaking upon Srila Prabhupada. He was resting, and I was climbing up the house wall, going to the balcony before his sleeping room, and I looked into his sleeping room. Do you know what I saw? I saw he was resting, but at the same time, from his unconscious, from his, you know, he was sleeping, but from there came the Mahamantra, and he was chanting in his sleep. When you chant, you dream of Disneyland and other such things, you know. No need to go into detail, you know, because that is in your subconscious mind. then a pure devotee who has put where there is only Krishna inside here, dreams from the unconscious mind comes Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. And that is what we want to do at the retreat. We want to make you new human beings. Krishna Rai is looking, am I hearing this correctly? We want to really create new impressions into your subconscious mind so that it will be very easy for you to chant Hare Krishna in your life. I would like to give you a little example from my own life. I would like to tell you a little bit my own relationship to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and how this, how I'm feeling that slowly, slowly I'm changing my whole personality, also the unconscious part of it, the more important thing. Everyone can say, can shave up and look like a devotee and paint himself very nicely, but we are looking from what's in the heart, you know. Is the heart transformed? Is the heart cleansed? Not just the external things. We look for real bhakti. So, yes, I came to Krishna consciousness when I was 10 years old. 10 or 12 years. My mother was going with me to Hamburg town, and we were looking for presents for my older brother. But before going into the huge department store, I saw one group of devotees singing the Hare Krishna mantra as the snow was falling down. I remember it must have been around, it was a cold season, so they were singing and swaying back and forth. I could see some, you know, how do we call it, the breath, you know, like a bison in North America, in the winter, a steam cloud. So these devotees all had a steam cloud, a Hare Krishna around their mouth, and I was impressed, and I asked my mother, can we please stay and look? So we looked for 3 minutes, but then my mother took me and said, come, we need to buy the presents, and I need you because I don't know what your brother likes. You know it better. So we went up and we looked at all these presents, and I remember I immediately became very bored, and I wanted to only stay with these devotees. So I said to my mother, Mother, I need to go to the bathroom very urgently. And my mother, knowing well my mind, said, okay, then go to these Hare Krishna. I will buy the presents alone, and I will get you later. So I remember I stayed before the devotees. I looked and I heard, and then my mother, just before my mother came and saw her coming out, I went to the leader of the devotees. It was Tamakrishna Goswami, as I heard later, and I asked him, can you just write down the words of what you are seeing? I don't know how I communicated this. He knew a little bit the German, he told me later. His name is Thomas Herzig, German name. And I don't know, I said, singing, water. I remember saying, singing, I knew singing, that was the only English word I knew at that time. Singing, and then water means words. So he understood me, he wrote down the Mahamantra, and he gave me the sheet of paper. And I began to sing Hare Krishna, but only when I was afraid. I remember when my parents were not in the house, when they were celebrating, they were each Saturday celebrating. My father was an important person who would always be invited to come to these high-class parties, and he would represent the he was the Pressesprecher, the pressman of the German traffic, you know, for the railway. And he was on Saturday with my mother or the Sunday. I said, Saturday evening at 11 o'clock, there started a program. It was in the third channel. It was called Horror Night. My parents had forbidden me to look at these movies, but I could not control myself. And I was looking at that there were sometimes Dracula, sometimes Frankenstein, sometimes the monster from the Amazonas, and so on. And I remember whenever I was going home, or going from the living room to my little bed, I was alone in the apartment, and I was so horrified because I was thinking Frankenstein would be behind each corner, would hide in the toilet, or, you know, and then I would chant Hare Krishna very loudly. Nothing ever happened to me. I survived all the Frankensteins and Draculas. I remember that was my relationship to chanting. Very occasionally I chanted, and only when I was in trouble. Then, after a long time in my life, I believe I was already something like 25 years practicing Krishna consciousness, I came into a real crisis. My crisis was that I felt after so many years I had not really made significant advancement. I could see that the old habits were still in my heart, much like the monsters from that TV serial, The Horror Night. You know, I could see greed and anger and envy towards devotees were there. And I read a statement which I also read yesterday again. If you perform your devotional service while you are envious of others, the fruit of bhakti is stolen away from you. So if I'm doing something in Krishna consciousness, I'm envious of the other person, or he is doing so much better than me. Krishna doesn't accept really the devotional service because I'm thinking in a bad way about his devotees. So I could see I was really not going very much forward in my life, and I had many anattas, and if I was honest with myself, which I didn't like to do all this, but when I had to be honest with myself, I could see I needed a process which was something like a key for me to open the door to higher dimensions of Krishna consciousness. And at that time, I used to do many things. I wanted to find out the esoteric practices of Raganuga Bhakti, because I thought maybe that's the key. I went to Radhakund and heard about Manjari Baba and all the higher concepts and tried to learn them, and I had to move very carefully because in our movement that was a no-no at that time. That was a taboo. You were caught doing this. You had to, that was not good. You know, so I had to move very carefully, but I was moving very desperately because I really wanted to make spiritual advancement, and I really thought I'm not satisfied by the stage which I have attained in my life. And that way I became desperate. A desperate man fights with dirty tricks. You know. So a desperate devotee will sometimes make mistakes also. So that was, I was really in trouble, and I knew if I don't find an answer within 2 years, how I can really experience the promises of Krishna consciousness, that is a transformed personality and a life full of ecstatic joy and deep realizations. I'm finished. No? I did not come to this movement to take on a position in the movement. I really came to make spiritual advancement, purify my heart, and be connected with Krishna. That was really my motivation. So at that time, when I was I met a god brother of Srila Prabhupada who was very close to Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. He was at that time 101 years old. He was, you know, very close to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur because he made notes during each lecture. He was the secretary and wrote his articles. Many of his articles he wrote that come from there. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur speaking and Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj noting them quickly down and then publishing them. So he was the editor of the newspaper, Nadia Prakashana. He was very sympathetic to Srila Prabhupada. He really loved Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada loved him. So, and he had helped his Prabhupada disciples often with difficult questions and so on. So I asked him, because he was an older senior Vaishnava and a pure devotee, so I wanted to ask him, I asked him, look at me, I am a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, I'm preaching, I'm a person from the West, just look at me, you can look at my heart, you are a great Vaishnava, just tell me what I should do to transform my personality and make real Krishna conscious advancement. I remember this. So he looked at me, and he really looked at me, you know, when a Vaishnava looks at you and he really wants to find out who's sitting before you, you can see he just, his eyes are like laser, they go through your personality and they see everything. Then he smiled and he said, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, my dear Akhilamana. At this age of Kali, the only way which works is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And he talked to me in Bengali for 2 hours. I could not understand Bengali very well, but what I could understand was Harinam Sankirtan, Namacharya, Harinas Thakur, Bolan, and then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This much I could understand. And it was full of these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagadananda Pandi, Prema Vilas. You know, by just these words, you know, when he quoted verses, when he talked about persons, about places, I could put everything together because I had read the same books as he had read. And the landscape and answer took place. Then I was, when he was finished talking, he asked in perfect English, any more questions? And I said, no, everything is clear. Because somehow in my heart they've given the answer, which Prabhupada had also given, was confirmed that the most merciful form of Krishna who comes in this age of Kali to help us is Krishna in the form of His holy name. I was from that day on, I have tried to put my emphasis on the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I usually chant all my rounds in one sitting. I don't eat anything before I have finished my 16 rounds. And I chant during the day extra rounds. And my main service I see in, in giving japa and kirtan retreats, kirtan melas, and talking about the holy name to the devotees of the Hare Krishna movement. I think they are the first candidates who could understand the importance of the chanting, and also to non-devotees that we do programs like the Yoga Expo, which are the complex arrangements so that many people can hear the holy names. And I begin to feel in my life the gifts of the holy name. What I feel as a particular gift of the holy name is that I like chanting. It is very dear to my heart. In the night, I sometimes, when I'm asleep, I hear the different melodies. At the moment, I hear always Lokanath Maharaj melodies. And by the chanting, many blessings have come to my life. The most important blessing is that I feel I'm carried by Krishna in his hands. That's my own story in relationship to the chanting of the holy name. Therefore, we have chosen the topic of this year. It's a very special topic. Who knows the topic of this year's Japa and Kirtan retreat?
Together.
Yeah. Very nice that you want to be together. Nice. But we have some other things also. What is the motto of our Japa and Kirtan retreat? You have not studied. You just come. Don't you usually study? To which retreat am I going? I don't go. I take this as a sign of your great faith in me. I'm very, very pleased that I would be so much more happy if you start to think a little bit more. The subject matter of this retreat is Navaruchi. Like Navaruchi means taste in the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna. I think we have published this, no? Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I have not published it, so please forgive my offensive nature. I would like to speak about Navaruchi on this retreat, developing taste in the holy name, and it is based entirely on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's work, Bhajan Rahasya, The Secrets of Confidential Worship. You will learn some of the ways how to develop Navaruchi in your chanting. I would like to end my little lecture to you today with a little graphic which we have presented. Maybe Sharanga Thakur can pull this up for us. It is the three gates of chanting. Maybe you would like to help him hold it. I think it's best if you hold in the top and in the end. I have showed this in earlier retreats. It's if you wish to have taste in the chanting, you need to chant as a whole person. Remember, we had this little drawing where I said most of us are only practicing spiritual life here, the consciousness, and they are constantly disturbed from old impressions which come from the unconscious mind. So the way we are becoming more complete is we are going through three gates. We will learn how to align our body, our mind, and our heart. This we have taught in previous Japa retreats, and I won't do this again with you, but I want to repeat it again so that you know. Taste comes when you do something entirely, not absent-mindedly. So, someone who does japa, learns to count the rounds very nicely. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He does this with the body. You know?
Then he learns to bring his mind to the practice. He learns to concentrate, and by bringing his mind to the practice, he enters a level which is deeper than if he only practices externally. And finally, he learns to bring his heart to the practice. He chants in a prayerful way, and at that time, he begins to approach the altar of the Holy Name, where Radha and Krishna become revealed to him. These are the three gates which we have to pass: body, mind, and heart. And when we do this, we arrive at the altar of the Holy Name. And if the Lord is merciful, he will reveal himself to it. This is how we are bringing our whole personality into the chanting of the Holy Names. Body, mind, and heart. You will learn this in this retreat, but we will not do physical yoga or for the body to and do concentration techniques. We will do something else on a higher level, which we have learned from Bhajan Rahasya. But the whole idea still remains the same. Bring yourself entirely to the practice. They're not absent-minded or absent-hearted, or some are even absent-bodied when they chant, you know. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I want to now guide you in our first exercise. Govindanandan has brought paper and pens. For those who don't have a notebook, please, for this exercise, we need a notebook. Who of you has no notebook and no pen? No problem, we have paper and pens. Do we have pens also, Govindanandan?
Only paper.
Only paper. Yeah. So, who has extra pens? What are we going to do about the missing pens? Oh, here are pens. Who still needs a pen? Oh, Krishna. What to do, Gopalinda?
I go for my pen.
You go and get your pen. Here are more pens coming. I see our devotee distributing more pens. I think if you don't have enough pens, then you must just think and write in the notebook of your mind. Maybe too esoteric, but just think about the question then. Oh, I have an idea. I have a very good idea.
I have the best idea. May I ask, who doesn't have a pen as of yet? Why don't you sit together in pairs of two? Huh? The no pen ballers. And then you can talk about the questions which I will ask you. You understand? So the no pen people are sitting where Deepak is sitting. Deepak, huh? Deepak is a most successful businessman without a pen. No problem. But I request you to take pens and paper to the next session. I think they have them in your luggage. Okay. I would like all of you to journal, to write now in your journal a question which you will look up later also. Those who have no pen and paper, they can discuss with the partner about this question. What is your present relationship to the Holy Name? What is my present relationship in chanting the Holy Name? Wonderful music. You have 5 minutes. See, that's where you're still looking at me. You understand? Yes. I would like to now request you to reflect on the next question. And then after this, I will request you to share what you have found out with your neighbors. The next question is, what would I like to improve in my chanting? Or what would I like to learn also doing this Japa Kirtan retreat?
Actually, I see all the Persians are using pens. Is it a traditional exercise in Persia? The others are not, but the Persian, you only saw it using pens, is it? But we do in Persia. We have air conditioning in Persia.
Yeah. You're used to AC a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Krishna. Your poor country. All right.
Now I would like you to turn to your neighbor, to a partner, and discuss these two points which you have journaled about.
I would
that is most it's so nice when we say in Croatia on the bells, we turn to your neighbor and talk. Oh, finally! The person must know about what to talk. So you have all a journal now, huh? About two things. What is your present relationship to the Holy Name? And what you like to improve and learn in this retreat? And I now want to request you to talk about these two points, you know. Maybe you already get good inspirations and good clues about what to do. And then, after you have brainstormed like this, we will hear the six guidelines and of the retreat. I will give you a personal recommendation, and then I will announce to you the wonderful members who run with me this retreat. Okay, so please start now to talk about this, not about so many other things. How you came here, how the transport was, how the ferry went, you know. Yes. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit already in the future. You have to now find yourself a partner, and one will be partner A, and the other will be partner B. Okay? Because some of you have not been to the retreats before, and then you don't know. No? May I know who has not yet found a partner? Look around, there are many, there's Paul Govinda, for instance. You ever found Evo here? Is there someone? Paul Govinda, look around. Who has not yet found a partner? Okay, so now you can start partner A or partner B as you wish. Hare Krishna. So, it's very nice to watch you talking. You really, I think you have come to the right retreat, because these questions which are in the air are not of interest to all types of devotees. They are of interest to those devotees who really want to make an effort to improve on their japa and kirtan. So I'm very glad to see that, you know, that you have an interest on something, you like to talk about that. And you were talking a lot. To come to the... Oops. Let's see. In this first session, entering the retreat, I wanted to bring you a little bit here to the task ahead of you. I would like to give you just two little advices how you can make the best out of your retreat. We have summarized guidelines for you which will help you in your retreat.
There must be somewhere.
Here. Oops. Those who have been in our retreats have will recognize these guidelines, because they are always the same. I like to really bring them to your attention, even if you heard them already, because they really will significantly help you in your own retreat. The first is, please be willing to enter a new space. That is, please participate fully. You know, sometimes I see devotees, when I tell them to do an exercise, they go like, oh, that's not for me, that these exercises I really don't do normally. I'm too holy to do this. Well, you will always remain on the same level when you keep on doing the same things which you already do. So it is good if you participate fully and then enter into a new space of experience. That's very important. The second is, join a community of seekers. What I mean with this is, we are here in a sangha, in a community or an association of devotees. It's good if you see yourself as a member of this sangha. See, there are individual retreats which I can only recommend to you to do. That is when you go alone somewhere, let's say to Vrindavan, and you do your own spiritual retreats, where you more or less stay for yourself and avoid the contact with others, to just be totally alone with Krishna. But this retreat is a little bit different in that we are all together learning more about japa and kirtan. So please take advantage of this togetherness. There is, of course, a space for individual reflection, and that is after the during the long lunch break, which is 5 hours in the afternoon. You know, then you can walk on your own, swim on your own. But in the sessions, I request you to really don't be the holy monk on the holy mountain Athos, on the top of it, and so on. And just go a little bit out of your conditioned nature and enter into the exchange with others. Third, take full responsibility for your experience. That's just as important as the first two. It's your retreat. It's your experience. It's your adventure or your time. And you have to digest everything. You have to think about everything. You have to reflect about everything. And because you're supposed to bring the new experience into your life. It's an individual thing, in other words. Fourth, enter a symbolic death. That is something that I've often asked, what is this, a symbolic death? It means say goodbye to the old things. You know, be willing to start what is number five, and the experience of a new birth. When I'm in Vrindavan, I always meet one very nice devotee who tells me, bhajan means, he says, smaran means maran. Smaran means the remembrance of Krishna, means maran. The old life and the old thoughts have to go, they have to die, so to say. So, point four and point five mean just to be willing to let the old go and let the new come. And finally, depend on divine grace. We will put these pillars of success for your retreat all over the place in the different languages. I can't wait to see it written in Persian language, because Persian is
by far
the most beautiful. Look at this. This is Persian. It looks like a drawing, abstract art, or something like this. And yeah, so it will be there for you. But if I'm so to summarize. If I'm to summarize these six guidelines into just two simple points, I want to request you to use focus and energy. If you want something new to happen in your life, you need to focus entirely on the new practices, and you need to put energy into it. I remember when I was a child, I did not know what is balance on a bicycle, and I learned bicycle driving, and the teacher, who taught me bicycle driving, maybe my parents, they said, focus on where you want to go and then put some energies on the pedals and then you will learn balance. So if you want to learn a new habit, new type of chanting, better concentration, you will need some focus and some energy. That is my recommendation to you. Is that clear?
Yes.
Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Some of your yes was only if I have to. I want to again repeat. I know some of you feel, oh, it's hot. Oh, and outside it's so beautiful. And so on. Please know, we will have a long afternoon break. And but for the time when we have our sessions, please, you need to be there with focus and energy. Having said this, I want to now tell you about the devotees who run with me the retreat, who are the helpers. There is first Govindanandan. Please come, Govindanandan, because I will request you to address the devotees briefly. Govindanandan is our organizer. He is the one who is behind this retreat in terms of our local man. We communicated with him, and he communicated with the hotel, and so on. If you have any practical questions, I really request you to go to this address, to Govindanandan. Where is your room? Do you have enough bedding? Is there electricity, yes or no? Yesterday we didn't have electricity. Is the water hot, or is it cold like Alaska? And so on.
Also, Govindanandan is a person who takes care of the mentorship program here in Slovenia, Croatia, And he's very open for feedback. In fact, we want your feedback like anything so that we can do the retreats better and better and better. And Govindanandan is the right person to give your feedback. So I will request him to address us briefly. You have your microphone.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I just want to say that I thank you from my heart for your coming. I know for some of you it was quite an arrangement to come to Croatia regarding the 3 days from the job and travel all around the world. We have devotees that are coming here from Russia, from Iran, from the UK, from Germany, from Switzerland, Slovenia, of course, Croatia, Serbia, many, many, many other cultures. And by communicating to you through email, I was really very, very inspired to hear how you long to come for such an event and how you long to come for such an association. And I think because last year we didn't have Kirtan retreat, that this longing for the retreat was even stronger. So now we have more devotees on the Kirtan retreat in Croatia than we ever had. So, still, some devotees will come, and I want you all to feel really welcome and ask for anything that you need. Of course, as Mara said, we are ready for the feedback because we want to make it the best possible from our point. And I just want to say one thing. We have for everyone this schedule, the Shishashtaka prayers and the materials that you need. So those devotees who don't have it, please approach me, because this will be very important for you during these days. And I also don't want to forget something. From my heart, I just want to really say that I'm so grateful to Satchidananda Swami that he arranges this Kirtan retreat in Croatia also, because we just wait for this event to happen. So I just beg you to say Satchidananda Swami ki, because he is the heart of the retreat and we would like to follow his beat.
How nice you said it. It's hard and we want to follow the beat. I can tell you it's an intense beat. I hit with this heart in the chest. Next devotees, two devotees are Sharanga Thakur, who is, and Gaura Hari. They will give optional japa sessions and they will arrange the kirtaniyas for the different kirtans in the morning programs and doing other things. So I would like to ask Gaura Hari to just tell us what is the optional japa session and where it is going to take place and when.
Hare Krishna. So like many of you who were in the earlier retreats could have seen, those optional japa sessions are there for all of you who somehow get difficulty to find your rounds finished at the end of the day, because so many nice devotees are there, let's talk, let's swim, and then in the evening there is quite some rounds still to chant. This moment is also there for those of you who are very serious and want to chant extra rounds, and that's a time where we get the opportunity of the Sangha, of being all together, closely endeavoring to chant japa together. So there will be small tune in, like 5 minutes, 2 times 5 minutes, very short, to give orientation to the mind, and then we all chant together. We will share that with Sharanga Thakur one day each, And Charanga Thakur's inspiration will be more on the physical level, which include actually everything else. That's something very, very special, and we are all welcoming you. We will definitely do that in another room, either the room which is there, or I have to see maybe the other one which is in the back. We will let you know tomorrow morning at the end of the morning session so that you know where to come. And it's mostly every day from 6 to 7. Just the last day will be from 5 to 6. You can find all of that on your small plans. Hare Krishna, and all most welcome to join us for those inspiration japa.
Hare Krishna, since we announced that there will be inspiration on physical level, I would like just to explain in one sentence. So to set the mood for the chanting, we will need your heart, and by your heart you will have to move your body. It's not yoga. And by moving your body, you will have to touch the heart. And I'll not say more to be surprised. Hare Krishna.
We are now extremely curious when we come to your optional japa session, what will happen with us. The next devotee I would like to introduce to you is Yama Saki, who does public communication. She will interview participants. Please all cooperate with Yama Saki when she comes with a microphone and puts it in your face. She will make videos and photos. Do you wish to just briefly say something on your service? So, but maybe you get up so that we can see you. This is Yama Saki. There are also two devotees who have just arrived. I see them behind the window. Toshna Krishna and Mangala is also there. Could we just see the two of you? These are Toshna Krishna and Mangala. They do these wonderful follow-up and training newsletters, which you always get after the retreat. So you can see the face behind them. Toshna has a sunglass on his head? No. That's how we can see. Mangala has glasses on her face and looks like a German angel. Good. Fine. Finally, I want to introduce Banu Nandini and to request you, Banu Nandini, to say a few things. She is helping in framing the retreats and developing the retreats. She is responsible for these active learning sessions which you do, you know, where I will ask you to meditate or to journal and so on. And she will be, during the retreat, our MC, because she knows exactly what is happening, sometimes even more than me. So please, Banu Nandini, say something.
Santik. Hare Krishna, everybody. Welcome to Croatia. So many of you we know for many, many years, so coming to these retreats, and we were so happy to meet you again and greet you on the corridors. And then there are also many of you who are new here, and don't worry, it's going to be really ecstatic. And when you're going to leave home, you're going to cry almost. You're going to feel like, I don't want to leave. This was so wonderful. So, as Maharaj already said, I'm a little bit helping in the team with the active learning part, and I would like to show you something which we have found out from a research which was done in America in universities. Here you can see a learning pyramid, and you can see what is, so to say, the passive learning and what is the active learning. So here you say people generally remember by learning activities 10% of what they read, 20% of what they hear, So if you only read or hear, you're going to remember only 10 or 20% of something. Then you're going to remember 30% of what you'll see. So that's why in our workshops we have many PowerPoint presentations and so on that you can remember better, but then it will go deeper. 50% you remember of what you see and hear. So we're going to sing and see. When you're singing, you're going to see that. Then we come to the part where it's at 70% of what they say and write. This is why you're going to have many writing exercises and sharing exercises. So please, we have also sent a short notice to your emails to bring notebooks and pens with you. If you didn't bring them this evening and have them in your room, so please try to bring them, or it's advisable to bring them for each session. And if you don't have, please let Govinda Nanda know, because there is a little shop in this town or in Zadar. We have good connections and we can purchase some. But please let Govinda Nanda know if you don't have pen and paper. And then we come to the most attractive part. It says 90% you're going to remember of what you do. So you're going to have in this retreat a very surprising active learning exercise for all of you. And I would like Maharaj to introduce it.
Yes, when I saw this learning pyramid, I noticed why so many devotees forget what they hear in the lectures. You know, we hear, devotees have heard billions of lectures by now, but they don't really remember what it was, because you can remember only 10% of what you hear, you know. So we wanted I thought, if I'm just giving retreats and I talk to the devotees and they forget everything, then we are just wasting our time, you know. How can we have these retreats, especially when they are about such an important subject as chanting, how can we make them in such a way that everyone remembers and keeps it for the rest of their life? This was my thought. And for this year, I just thought, we have so many devotees and we want to activate all these devotees. What we have decided is, we have grouped all of you in 5 groups. Really good. You will. I have to laugh. We will ask these groups to just briefly meet and prepare for the last night. That's Friday night, I think. Presentations through the different medias which are the trademark of their group. I know this sounds very late now. We have photographers.
Yes, and then we have dancers.
And dancers.
And theater directors.
Theater directors.
And we have musicians.
Musicians.
And you said 5, but I think it was 4.
Yes, it's already 4.
Yes.
So we will have leaders of these 4 groups: the musician group, the theater group, the photography group, and the swimmers or dancers, the dancing group. And they will. Anyone who's interested in these 4 medias, photography, dancing, swimming, theater, music, yeah? They can come together in these groups and think of a creative way how to present some of the essential points of the Japa retreat through music, theater, dancing, and I keep forgetting the photography, or film. Maybe we will make a Hollywood movie here, and so on. So it's not that you have to be a first-class photographer, musician, dancer, or One I always forget.
drama
player. But if you have an interest to somehow present the subjects through these mediums, then you are good to go to this group.
Yes. So
the idea is that you practice Sangha association and you do something and you will remember it for the rest of your life, most probably. 90% will remember. Do you understand the point?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Please don't be shy. Please feel very encouraged because it's a...
And fearless.
Fearless. Because it is, it's not nice to say a fun activity, but it is very much fun, bringing fun, and you're going to learn the most through this. And then we had a question while we were in Germany designing this retreat put by one devotee who said, okay, but what if I don't feel I belong to any of those four groups, and then what can I do, you know? So the idea was we have two additional groups. Because last evening, Friday evening, we are going to celebrate here from 6 o'clock in the evening till 10 o'clock in the evening. It's going to be the concluding evening of the retreat, which we call Celebrating Our Discoveries. And those of you who visited our retreats, you know how much you like it. And so those of you who don't feel like you want to do some of these four creative activities, you will be requested very kindly to maybe cook something together with others who would like to cook something that we really make a feast for the last evening, or maybe you would like to join the decoration team, because we would also like to transform this room after a few days that it looks a little bit different. And we will also invite people from the village to come and participate. So it's going to be really a very, very loving evening. We will have Nam Yagya with Madhava Prabhu. You're going to see, it's really going to be very, very nice. So please feel encouraged. And I think we should name also the devotees to whom they should go. And
we need to now form, make you know who's the theater director, who's the musician director, who's the photography director. The dance director of my church, that would be something for me.
So we thought for the photographer, for the directors, to have our Philip from Croatia and Shamasaki assisting him. Philip, could you stand up? He's a professional photographer. And many of the slides which you're going to see also during the retreat were taken by him. He travels often to India and makes the most beautiful meditative slides, and is very, very kind to help us. And then we have the dancers. Unfortunately, Nityananda Kari, who's going to lead that group, she's not yet here. But those of you who know Nityananda Kari, you know her, but tomorrow we will again ask her to present herself to all of you. Okay. And then for the theater directors, or it can be also a sketch, it doesn't have to be a real lila, but it's nice for devotees who like to play. We were thinking very much of the London devotees.
Oh yeah, the London devotees.
Because they have the best humor and they really know how to do it. And every year when they were doing these things, they would really surprise us. So we will let you know also who of the London devotees would feel encouraged to do it. We spoke already with two, and they said first they need to swim and then decide. Just a little shy. And then we have the musicians. So two of our musicians are coming after 2 days. It's Madhava Prabhu and Janavi, also Devi. And they are going to be kind of leading you into this. But if there are musicians amongst you who would like to already meet and discuss, maybe you would like to take a Sufi poem or maybe a Vaishnav poem and then play some music to it, or maybe you would like to take some points from the retreat and just make a poem out of it. So you can be very, very creative, and we will all meet together and instruct you a little bit how to do this so that the last evening we can really celebrate. Okay, that was so much from the active learning part. I would just have two or three points, and if you are maybe willing to say something more.
I always find out when I introduce these things, like let us make a theater play on the retreat, or let us. Usually we had a theater evening. I remember last year, what was the last time we were here? We had these four theater groups, and I remember the first evening when I introduced it, everyone was like, "Oh no, I never do these things, Maharaj. I'm really not into these new things, you know, making theater and so on." And someone tells me, "You have to do a theater about a drama or something." I never do these things in my life, you know. But I want to encourage you from seeing what actually happens on the last evening when we have different dramatic presentations. Now we have this idea of the presentations through music, bhajans, or anything Krishna conscious. Something very nice happens. That is, you are entering a new territory where you make new discoveries in your life. And I really like this very much in a retreat. It helps all of us to leave the known land and enter into an unknown land where we can see some new things. What we are asking you to engage with is really, it's not about theater or photography or music. It's about association and creating and discussing spiritual things in the association, things which are related to the holy name, and then presenting it to others. It's more all about that. Good. Okay.
Thank you. And just two very brief announcements. Some of the ladies have been asking if they would like to go swimming. Do we have a separate swimming place for ladies and men? So like we do every year, we would like to request our men to please be swimming, you know, in front of the hotel, or in front of the hotel on the other side of, like, this side. And so the ladies, they could go from the hotel a little bit to the left and find their bathing places. So just that you know that for some comfort and, to feel comfortable, we would like to, again, request you to, if possible, just so that everybody can really feel relaxed and they can take their time and swim. And then second very important notice is that some of you have said or expressed a desire while you came here, and when you looked at the schedule, you said, "Oh, we would like to do yoga and come for the morning prayers, not to be choosing between yoga or morning prayers." So we have thought to do it like this, to instead of starting 6:30 in the morning, to start 6:15 in the morning, and to go for one with yoga. Mm-hmm. And to go for 1 hour until 7:15, so that at 7:15 we can all meet here for the morning prayers together. And then after half an hour, Maharaj will start his class. So instead of 6:30, it's going to be 6:15. And
for the yoga.
For the yoga. And but those of you who would like to chant in the morning and even come earlier than 6:15, you're always most invited. So we have three venues or halls. This one, temple hall, is going to be always for chanting and all devotional activities throughout the day. Then we have the Lotus Hall. The Lotus Hall is the hall when you go, we will write it down for you with arrows so you can follow. You just go left here down the corridor, and there will be yoga space for women or for ladies. And yoga space for men is just in this, when you go outside of this temple hall, on the right side, there is like a hall. And there is going to be yoga for men. So we have separate yoga teachers for men and women. And I would like to just ask our yoga teachers to also show themselves to us, and so that we can thank them. This is Dr. Philip, who's going to lead the men part. And this is our Bhaktin Sandra. She's also a professional yoga teacher from Zagreb, and we know her for many, many years. She's a dear friend and engages also with the Yoga's Music Project. And she came because we requested her to do yoga on this retreat. So 6:15 to 7:15 with Sandra, or with Philip, or you chant here in the temple hall, however you like. Or you go for swimming, maybe. So that will be for now, for this evening. I wish you a wonderful stay.
Govinda Nandan has also two more points, I think.
One more.
One more.
I just have a request for all the devotees to register here on the reception also. If you came to me to register, it's okay, but you need to give some ID to the reception also, whether you stay in the tent or you stay in the hotel. This is just for the legal matters, because even we who are from Croatia, we are guests in this area, so legally we need to say we came, and this is like a tourist thing that we have to do. So all of you, please register also here at the desk. They will put the name that you are the guests of the hotel, whether you stay in the rooms or you stay in the tent. It's just for the legal matters very important. So we should do it more now, since we will do it tomorrow. Hare Krishna.
So Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. So this is I think we have come to the end of our Japa and Kirtan introductory session. We will just sing for 3 more minutes and then we will end the evening, so that we have the head free.
7:15 or latest for the morning lecture at 8:15, 7:45. Now I believe we still have a little snack by our talented kitchen team. Oh wow, we forgot totally to mention Sutarananda. Take prasadam outside, isn't it? Out on the beautiful Adriatic terrace. So see you tomorrow morning, latest 15 minutes before 8, but would be good for the morning prayers. And of course, you remember before that time, you have an hour of yoga. Hare Krishna!
Вы
ставите его. Ага. Види, гледа.
Полако.
Окей, ком. Ако случайно не ком. Буде. И то.
Окей.
Ти говориш.
Знаме да га негасимо, ништо знаш.
Ne znam čemu, zato što mi se javlja mislim mikrofoni, ako ti ideš vadit to, to će nešto okršiti.
Znam.
Zbog toga. Ako